Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we conclude the book of Malachi with chapter 4. It's only 6 verses. It's about the coming day of the Lord. We'll listen to our guest reader, Oda Nordpol, read these final verses of the book of Malachi.
Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root or branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out, leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet, on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with the decree of utter destruction.
In 1991, at 36 years old, I read all of Malachi on December 29th of that year. When I got to chapter 4, I wrote in my journal, "Final warning and prophecy of the end times, last word of the Old Testament." And in that version I read that year, that last word was curse. This year, it's destruction in this ESV study Bible. 10 years later, in 2001, at 46 years old, I finished Malachi on December 31, and I didn't write anything about chapter 4. And 10 years later, in 2011, at 56 years old, I finished Malachi on December 31st, reading the whole book, and again, did not write anything specific about these last 6 verses in chapter 4. To understand the opening verses of chapter 4, let's go back to chapter 3. We'll begin with verse 13. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord, but you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge, or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test, and they escape. Let's drop down to verse 18 of chapter 3. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Those are the setup verses for the beginning of chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. In other words, for the people of Malachi's day that were concerned that they were suffering as righteous people under drought, under pestilence, under crop failure, but somehow the evil were prospering, God says that will come to an end. You may feel that way too. You see injustice. You see evil or immoral people prosper, and yet you may be suffering. Malachi chapter 4 reminds us that God is just. Those who may be winning for a little while will eventually lose in the end. But what about the rest of us? What about those of us who try to live righteously, who try to live according to the word of the Lord? Let's go to the next verse, verse 2 of chapter 4. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Yes, though you may be suffering, or you may sense that you are suffering now, you will win. And God reminds us how we're winners. Verse 4. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. That admonition, that challenge, that charge to obey God and his word comes throughout Scripture. It is the plumb line of God. He gave us His word. He gave us His laws. He gave us His statutes so that we could live by them and enjoy the promises of God and the provision of God. But so few take God at His word. Maybe you will after reading Malachi. The day of the Lord will come, and when He comes, He will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and hearts of children to their fathers, according to verse 6. Oh, I pray for that day personally. I pray that the Lord will turn my children's hearts toward my heart. I pray that my heart will be turned to their hearts. I pray that we will become one in the Lord, because the alternative is devastating. As this book closes with these words, lest I come and strike the land with the decree of utter destruction. Throughout Scripture, God always gives us a choice. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him. Or, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping His charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? It's my choice. It's your choice. In the book of Joshua, Joshua challenged the people, choose this day whom you will serve, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. After Malachi, these four short chapters, whom will you serve? As we close, we'll go back to the beginning of our book introduction. We said in those days that Malachi lived in, he faced a corrupt priesthood, marriage to idolaters, abuse of the disadvantaged, and a failure to pay tithes. Not much has changed, has it? We said the theme of Malachi's prophecy was a wake-up call to come back to covenant obedience. It resonates in our hearts the same way today. It's a wake-up call to come back to the Lord. It's a wake-up call to obey His laws, His commandments, His statutes. We said in the book introduction what we could look for in this book, that though our world may not be as good as we expected, God does not change. We've certainly learned that in chapter 3, verse 6, for I, the Lord, do not change. We said to look for a clarion call for God's people to live like God's people. We've seen that in every chapter of this book. And we said we would look for why not offering God our best is cheating God and the respect and honor He deserves. We saw that in chapter 3. As we rob God when we don't tithe and give Him our offerings. And we said that the format of the book is often like a debate. And we've seen that. The people ask God a question and God answers. I hope God has answered some of your questions in the book of Malachi. Malachi closes the canon of the Old Testament. It is the last message from God until the New Testament begins in the book of Matthew. Let's close with the opening verses of chapter 1 of Malachi, verse 2. I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us? Throughout the book of Malachi, God has proven His love for us over and over. I hope He is deserving of your love in return. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. Amen.